This is the 2021 Sports Year in Review. I'm Chuck Samples. January highlighted by high school basketball tournament. The Emporia High boys basketball team rolled to a 72-48 win over Coffeyville to finish in third place at the Ralph Miller Classic. The Spartans held a 24-14 lead after the first quarter and never trailed. And Coach Bo Welch said they got better as the game wore on.
Kind of a weird game for us. Kind of had to play out of our style a little bit against these guys to try to take advantage of some things, and it kind of haunted us a little bit. We gave up too many easy baskets, and things came really easy for us offensively early, and I thought we settled a little bit in the second quarter. I thought in the second half when we just sit back, made it a half-court game and guarded them, that finally, we were able to open it up. Offensively, we got better, and we were able to extend the lead there.
In their second round game, though, it was a different story. The Spartans ran into the buzzsaw that was Shawnee Mission South. South outscoring the Spartans 63-38. Emporia High opened play in the Ralph Miller Classic with a 61-39 win over Carthage, Missouri. And Charles Snyder was named to the all-tournament team. The Emporia High girls basketball team was outscored by Goddard Eisenhower 45-37 in the opening round of the Glacier's Edge tournament. The Lady Spartans then defeated Hutchinson 41-25 on day two of the tournament. Outscored in the final game of the Glacier's Edge 49-40, Mays used a 14-4 run in the third quarter to take control of a close game. But Emporia High coach Carolyn Dorsey called it a good effort.
First half, I didn't have a whole lot of complaints. I thought defensively we were pretty strong. Both ends were doing well. I thought we attacked well. We were strong with the ball. What hurt us that second half, they were shooting layups. It was layup, layup, layup. Not bad effort. Overall, it was okay. But that's a good team. I told the girls we'll see them at the state tournament, I believe.
In the Flint Hill Shootout, the Northern Heights girls and the Osage City boys were crowned champions. Northern Heights outscored Osage City 47-43 in the girls' championship game. Council Grove won the fifth-place game, outscoring Linden 47-42, and Central Heights defeated West Franklin 36-29 in the seventh-place game. Osage City outscored Mission Valley 50-42 in the boys' title game. In the third-place game, it was Linden over West Franklin 54-47. Central Heights outscored Chase County 39-36 in the fifth-place game. The Olpe Lady Eagles and Lebo Wolves were champions of the 100th annual Lyon County League basketball tournament. In the girls' game, Olpe took an early lead and never looked back, defeating the Lebo Lady Wolves 58-31. Olpe was led in scoring by senior Macy Smith with 16 points.
It just feels awesome. I love playing with all of my teammates, and they're the people that make it just really fun to play here.
Head coach Jesse Nelson said he had some very special players on his team.
Every now and then you get a group of kids that just aren't going to let you lose, and that's kind of what we've got here. Is we've got some kids that play really, really hard. They play for each other, and it's the way that, from a coaching standpoint, the way that you want it. They just play so hard.
In the boys' title game, Lebo got out to an early lead and never trailed, defeating Olpe 47-39 to win their first league title since 2012. Lebo was led in scoring by senior Devin McEwen, 28 points on the night.
We knew we wanted to come in, and this was our goal, obviously, was to win the tournament. We knew we had to do it, especially to responding to adversity was our goal, especially after these last two games.
And head coach Dwayne Paul said confidence was key to his team's victory.
So you're going to shoot a three, shoot with confidence. You're going to attack the basket, attack it with confidence. You asked me about turnovers before. There is no secret to taking care of the ball. You just have to be stronger. You got to want it more than the other team. And, tonight, for these 32 minutes, we wanted it more. And so I'm just extremely proud of the guys, man. And we kind of came out. We have sluggish starts at times, but we came out ready to go.
In the boys' third-place game, Madison defeated Burlingame 39-29. In the girls' third-place game, it was Waverly over Madison 55-39. In the boys' fifth-place game, Waverly defeated Southern Coffee County 64-34. The girls' fifth-place game, Waverly defeated Hartford 49-25. And in the boys' seventh-place game, it was Hartford over Meredithine Valley. And the girls' seventh-place game, Southern Coffee County defeated Meredithine Valley. The Kansas City Chiefs earned a second straight trip to the Super Bowl by defeating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. But in the Super Bowl, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers routed the Chiefs 31-9 to win Super Bowl 55 and denied the Chiefs back-to-back championships. Tom Brady threw three touchdown passes to earn his seventh ring and his fifth MVP award.
I think everybody, believed we could win. So I think through the last, really all year we believed in ourselves. Our coaches believed in us. We believed in ourselves, and again, we're going up against a great team tonight, and just happy we got the job done.
All the Chiefs got were three field goals. Patrick Mahomes did throw for 270 yards, but no touchdowns and two interceptions.
They had a good game plan. They kind of took away our deep stuff. They took away the sidelines, and they did a good job of rallying to the football and making tackles. We weren't executing early. I had a few miscues. Guys weren't on the same page. But I mean, credit to them, man. They played a heck of a game defensively and offensively and beat us.
And Chiefs coach Andy Reid admitted they were outplayed.
They played better than we did, and that's my responsibility. I take full responsibility for it. You just can't do the things that we did. And beat a good football team like that, in particular at this level.
The Chiefs finished the year with a 16-3 record. Our first installment of the KVUE Sports Year in Review. I'm Chuck Samples.